So we've had one movie. Name the movie.
Batman.
Lightning.
Yep. What was that?
For the audience.
Lightning.
Name. Oh, the lightning one. How do you say it, really?
Who's the French speaker? Lane. I can't remember where this scene is, where this is in the movie.
It appears once in
the yeah. This one's from near the start. It appears about two times in the movie. This one is near the start of it. We've got your papers as well for this part. So, bear in mind. Now, in that previous clip, he says, somewhere along the lines of, you expect to destroy my world and then things will be fine. And it's interesting the contrast, because Alfred says, I'm trying to save your life. How are those two things compatible? How could you destroy someone's world and try to save their life? And one of the things you're looking at is this idea of ending the world. Maybe ending the world is necessary in order to save our lives. And yet, what is the world? What is the map? What is the territory? What do you see when you look at this? Do you see the world? Do you see a globe? Do you see Earth? Do you see a planet? What do you see? And back to you, what does that say? At the bottom. The world is yours, and then you change it later if you're thinking. The world is yours. Now, because we are such brilliant genius at DL, we've come back to Sylvia Winter's ideas on May 11th, which is our birthday, or Earth Strong, as we say in other traditions, i.e. the point at which she comes onto the Earth. And we want you to think about this idea of coming into the earth or coming into the world. What's the difference between these things? What is the difference? Now, someone that comes up in Sylvia Winter's text is Nas. And on Nas's first album, before the one, because she was quoting Nas's second, no, his third album, on that track, but there's something he says in the first album which is quite famous. He has a song entitled The World Is Yours. Think about this. Name the movie. Name the movie. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Lisa got it too.
Okay. Gold star. We passed the gold star. And for one more gold star, what was the year?
1975.
What was the year?
Scarface.
This one.
1981.
I believe this one was the first one, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, this was 1932. It was the original one. Now, I believe this image is omitted from the second movie. I could be mistaken. I believe this image is omitted. However, at the end of the first one, although the first one has two different endings, when he's finally taken down, this is shown. This image is shown. The world is yours. Now, I was fascinated by this idea of the world is yours. And it's because Nas's Illmatic, which is generally in hip-hop circles considered not a great album, but the greatest hip-hop album, which is quite a statement, it's constantly being used in different songs. For instance, I put Jerome's Niece. That's another quote from Nas who speaks about this person, Jerome's Niece. Those words are taken by Immortal Technique, who's quoting Nas back in one of his albums. But Nas comes up a lot, and I was interested in what this means, this idea of the world is yours, how it came to take such a weight amongst so many different people. And I mean, this was just general scatterbrain stuff. And then I was listening to a song the other day, and it had a lyric that says, "I just want to buy the world." That was what the song was called. And I started to really think about what that means. Now let's take a step back quickly. Lahen, yet again, we've got two people with guns. And it's interesting because Nas also has the song where he is describing himself as a gun. In the corner as well, we've got somebody breakdancing because the theme of hip-hop is coming back throughout the film Lion. There's, unless I'm mistaken, an African, whatever that means, and an Algerian, however that means, isn't it? So, yeah, again, these are arbitrary distinctions, but yes, an African, and an Algerian, and an Arab, one of them. Am I mistaken, is it?
Jewish,
yes, thank you. Arab, that's the arbitrary distinction. Arab, Jew, and African. How did it come to have these identities, these arbitrary overlapping identities? And how does hip-hop come to influence it? Now, in the commentary of this movie, he speaks about his name escapes me. But he talks about why he has this up, and he says it's a bit of a joke, because their world, it's almost as if their world is still. Their world doesn't move. In fact, most of the movie is shot within a set time frame at night, and then it comes day for sure, and then I think it goes to night again. But he's trying to emphasize the fact that their world is very much static. It is not moving at all. And so at one point, they changed the V. I can't remember exactly how it works, their language. But they changed their V to an N, news, and it becomes the world is ours. And so again, the idea of owning the world. And I want you again to think about how can we belong to the world and own it at the same time. I was playing with that theme. Now the last piece in that corner, the bottom corner, I'm not sure if you can see it. It's something that has been popularized by Miss Cyrus. And that's a girl who's dancing. And what interests me is what it says on her pants. It says, it says, "All I want is everything." Okay. Think about that. All I want is everything. I'm not going to give you conclusions with this stuff, not yet. It's just stuff I wanted to think about. Here's where it starts to come together. I started to think about what that meant because I saw that a while back, this idea of all I want is everything, and it did not make sense to me. What does that actually mean? All I want is everything. And then, years later, the other day, I heard a song that says, "I just want to buy the world." And at the end, they say, "We just want to ball like we're grown-ups." Okay, we just want to, I guess, you got an idea of balling? What if that is? Yeah, we're not that dead yet. No, because there's a comedian, she was talking about balling. The best way for whites to understand it is misrepresenting your financial status. So, that's that. And so I start to play with this idea more, trying to make sense out of it. And so I thought about every hip-hop song, well, not every, of course, but hip-hop songs that come to mind that have the idea or the word world in them. Hip-hop songs that talk about the world, that's what anything that has lyrics along those lines, that's what I started to think about. And these are some of the things I came up with. Our good friend Lil Wayne, the first song's called Every Girl, but he has this lyric where he wants to sleep with every girl in the world. Future, the one I just mentioned, that says, "I just want to do the impossible and buy the world." Lil Wayne, now this song is entitled Drop the World. The Dina Washington, that's not, let's say, a hip-hop track, but she talks about the earth, I was interested in that. And the last one is KGR, and that song is entitled Blowing Up in the World. Anyone got Jesse for not through them? So Lil Wayne, Future, Dina Washington, and KGR. Ideas of the world, belonging, representation. And then it comes together here. Now Nas had another song in his second album, If I Rule the World, featuring Lauryn Hill. As some of you might know, that was actually taken from Curtis Blow, who did the original version of that song. And those are some of the lyrics. My first day in the office, King on the Throne. So So that's Curtis Blow. The first one's Curtis Blow's version of If I Rule the World. The second is Nas. And then there's two quotes on Tupac.
Can someone guess? Who knows what it is? Yeah, I'm not sure. Can you see them? No.
The Tupac. Who knows where the Tupac one's from, the first one? What's on this one? The first one. So while I'm getting high, I'm watching as the world goes by.
That's Tupac's song, They Don't Give an F About Us. And
the second one, Staring at the World Through My Rear View. And in there, he's got this line where he says, it's all about the papers. Money rules the world, and bitches make the world go round yet again. Now that's funny because, again, this line seems to tie in with Lil Wayne's attempt to sleep with every girl in the world. Another thing I found interesting was this song is from 1995, and it talks about Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
And let's think about how contemporary that is, where we see people with all these belts, the same stuff. This is 95, 20 years later, the fact that these still feature so prominently.
And the last one was Rakim, who's got a lyric that says, I wait here for my maker till it's time to go with this dime I know, with all of her girls and all of my men, waiting for the world to end. So that's again from a song called Waiting for the World to End. And why that lyric is particularly interesting is because it is lifted directly from a song by the Furious Four from 1983 called The Problems of the World Today. Now, there's going to be a task very shortly where you're going to be able to contextualize some of these statements. And you're going to be able to see into the lives of people how this can make sense, how these ideas might even relate to yourselves. So that's going to be a task very shortly. But why I'm doing this is because I'm trying to build a map based on Sylvia Winter's text. This is just one part of the map. This is just one branch of it. This was just one person that's quoted in the text. Other people that were actually quoted in the text, because this is the map that I've built from Nas. Other people that were quoted was Nas, Bateson, Stokely Carmichael, Amiri Baraka, Carter G. Woodson, Amer Césaire, Frantz Fanon, and Jean Sartre. These are other people that are quoted in the text. And so when I've been trying to unpack the text, because that's what this activity actually comes down to, I hope you can see how this draws back now. She's talking about how we mistake the map for the territory. She's talking about identity in the world. And so how I got off was I was trying to see how these artists, how these lyricists place themselves in the world and what that says about their experience within space. And so this was the other version of it. So I've got the last part, but these were the other pieces of it. And I want to actually show you the wider map that I've actually constructed. But no, this is time. No, it's up already.